called to serve, but also called to rest. Presented by ChartLife. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Mark 1:35. Our charting system crashed in the middle of an already chaotic shift, and stress levels instantly went through the roof. I could barely remember the protocol for downtime charting. It was after lunch and I hadn't stopped moving all day. I'm sure you've been there. When I finally sat down at the nurse's station, I noticed a coworker beside me holding her stomach. "Is your stomach still bothering you?" I asked. "I'm fine," she replied, "just a stomach ache or something." But something didn't seem right. Eventually, after much encouragement from several of us, she went down to the ER. Not long after, we received a call that she was being rushed into emergency surgery. Thankfully, all went well. But it reminded me of something. As healthcare workers, we are often quick to care for others while delaying care for ourselves. We push through exhaustion, we ignore warning signs, and we tell ourselves we'll just deal with it later. Yet even Jesus, while caring deeply for others, stepped away to rest, to pray, and to be alone with the Father. What a powerful reminder for us. Rest is not weakness. It is part of being human. And caring for yourself is not at all abandoning the call. It's often what helps sustain us in the work we've been called to do. So, I'd like to leave you with three simple reminders, the three P's. One, planned rest. Don't wait until your body forces you to stop. Two, private moments with God. Even a few quiet minutes can help reset your mind and your spirit. And three, prolonged restoration. Make an intentional space to truly recover, not just surviving from shift to shift. Because even Jesus stepped away to rest. And maybe we should too. So in what ways might God be calling you to rest today? Heavenly Father, thank you for the example Christ gave us through rest and communion with you. Help us recognize when we may need to slow down, to step away, and to be restored. Teach us to find true rest in your presence. Amen.